I've had the episode that's going to get cut out because I'm testing to see who will join. Hello, Benny.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, look, Liam's here. Hi, Liam. They're just waiting on one more, hopefully two, but we'll settle with one.
Or we could do three.
I think that's what we did with episode three, personally.
Dude, I can't count. Which one was that?
The episode where you and Sam weren't there. AKA the previous episode. Now, with one more person than we had previously, the dialogue during this episode is going to improve ever so slightly. You know, I should probably intro this at some point.
Maybe.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 4 of the Squadcast podcast. And this episode was meant to be up a whole day earlier, but, you know, technical difficulties. But we're here now. I would like to start this episode by saying the thing we would have said last episode, but now it's going to be a little bit weird if we say it this episode. Happy birthday, Benny.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
We're not going to break out into song like we planned on doing, but no. At someone owns that song, we could get.
Yeah, they actually did copyright the original song. The song is actually copyrighted, so.
Like, I wish I was joking, but I'm not. So let's start out with the fun topic here. And yes, I'm considering this the fun topic here. So recently, Nintendo decided they wanted to be even bigger money-hungry scoundrels. And there's a calculator app on the Switch for $10. Can we talk about this? Let's just talk about this.
Huh?
I just want to talk about this. I'm dead seriously. They have put a $10 calculator on Nintendo
Switch. It could be like a TA-83 or something, because I'm not getting it.
No.
Pretty sure it's just a phone you can get on your calculator you can get on your phone.
Except it's with your Nintendo Switch, and it's...
They're looking like Disney at this point.
Disney is about to do the same thing in a matter of moments.
The Mickey Mouse calculator. $300.
Sure, there basic one addition, something.
Subtraction,
$300 and there's DLC.
If you're lucky, division.
I'm putting a picture of it in the group chat. What is it? What is this? I can't even do freaking. Okay, I could do trig. I'm offended. Like,
what is this horrid abomination on my screen?
It's
they should have Nintendo. Why?
They should have just titled that app Lose $10 real quick. We're not going to use it.
I mean, you never know. Your phone might be dead. Who brings a calculator on vacation and all you have is your Switch?
It says calculated on the top left like it's a game.
This is just a title screen. If you enter in a secret code, you actually get the entirety of the Mario series.
Oh my god. If you do an equation that amounts to 699,420, it creates a game. It's hidden DLC. I hate Nintendo.
Bootleg company still in development.
The bootleg company called Calculator?
No, Nintendo's a bootleg company still in development.
in development, like most of their games that we're waiting on.
Yeah. Or Smash Bros. Ultimate still.
Or the next Ultimate.
The game is still in beta.
Yeah, yeah. We have been playing an unfinished game this whole time.
Because when I'm like a centimeter away from you and my grab misses, there's something wrong with your game. The fighting game not supposed to do that.
See, this is why Blaze Blue is the superior fighting game.
Exactly. Just a couple of jokes.
Liam, were you there present?
No,
at the
I showed me
got...
that joke.
No. It had nothing to do with that joke. I was saying, were you present at the time when? I was saying, I actually do have Blaze Blue, Liam.
Yeah, I know. I did ask that.
Yeah. Yeah, like I do, and then I also still play it, and I'm relatively better than AJ.
Are you better than me, though?
I've beaten everyone else except you at least twice. So, you know, when you decide you no longer want to be grounded.
You see, I don't have a choice in that because they said, oh, it's finals week's coming up. Yeah, just gonna have a break. Which is understandable, but I'm still only a little upset.
Week. As in you were grounded for over a week. Not weak as in strength. Imagine being grounded recently. Couldn't be me.
Derek, you literally can't talk.
I know.
Being grounded in the past 16.
Benny definitely have been grounded once in his lifetime.
Three out of four of us got grounded in the past 3 weeks.
Come on, Ben, join us.
I have not been grounded for the past 16 years.
Join us, Ben.
Join the club. Join the club. Do it. Coward.
You stink.
Boo, you stink in response to not letting it be grounded is hilarious.
Well, I guess I just get to play more games.
Speaking of which, about games, back to the calculator. That's a bad segue. That
not a game.
No, we're not talking about the calculator. Games. The game?
The game.
The game.
See, here's the thing. All right? Like, most of this episode is meant to be a continuation of episode 3, where we use a lot of the same topics here. So, you know, speaking of games here, me and Benny spoke briefly towards the end of the episode about the fact that Nintendo is most likely going to win E3 again. And we gave like our slight predictions on what they were going to reveal here.
At least we get to see a new Smash character, hopefully.
No, we are.
I mean, they kind of do because they drop the character every like quarter of the year, pretty much. And
I mean, you never know. This could be the one time they don't.
They have until December of this. They have until the end of this year here. So one of these seasons, they are going to take some time off. Now, which one? Time will tell. But we know it's not quarter
we
one.
We should get Tyron Virgil Mithra. Sparta from the Devil May Cry series.
People are going to be mad because it won't be Dante.
Exactly, because we get the better one.
Really, talk as much as. All right, and I probably mentioned this last episode. You know, I'm really not sure if Sora's actually in this anymore. Like, Sephiroth getting revealed really threw my whole Square Enix rep.
Feeling. Nintendo's Nintendo.
And we're no Square Enix
in
dropping two.
See, I just feel like these last two characters are about to be freaking bombshell reveals.
Yeah, like Mario and Luigi.
I think they gotta end this off right and not with Byleth. There's no problem with Byleth as a character, but that shouldn't have been the last character.
End off with Byleth too.
Like
ending off with Roy's father, Ellenwood. He rides in on a horse.
Like. No, imagine in this, and I just thought about this in my head now, imagine if the Fighter Pass characters for Fighter Pass 1 got revealed in reverse order. That's significantly better.
No.
starting with Byleth and ending with Joker?
No, they had to start with Joker.
Did they?
When Joker, Byleth, Terry, Hero, Banjo, that may be yes.
Because as much as we feel way about Banjo the character, the hype around when that character got revealed was only rivaled by Joker's reveal.
I literally didn't care about Banjo.
The majority of the masses did.
I was low-key hyped for Terry. I didn't know who he was, but I was like, oh, this character just looks fun.
I was hyped for Terry after they revealed the character's mechanisms here. When they
I was hyped for him like on the reveal trailer, like, oh, this character looks fun. I love the show.
When it got leaked that was an SNK rep, and then when I found it was from the Fatal Fury game, and then when I found it was Terry, I felt nothing. And then when they revealed what the character was, I was like, oh, this is actually sort of neat. I don't hate this. And then like, I think the release date was literally like, it was like 2 weeks later, and I was just like, okay, Nintendo, you lost me again.
Jab, 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 power dunk was added into Smash Bros. Ultimate, and everybody hated that.
AKA the Terry bread and butter. It works every time.
No, just SDI up and in.
I really wish, if I could change a decision Nintendo made recently, there's a few I do here. Number one, I wouldn't charge $10 for a calculator. Number two, I might not have shut down that Melee tournament. But three, I would definitely think that Byleth would have been so much more well received.
No, Byleth would have been more well received
if it was any other point except the final
game. No. If Corrin, Roy, Crom, Lucina, and Robin were in the game.
Yeah, leave Ike and Marth.
Ike and Marth are fine. You can make your argument for Robin being fine because he's relatively different.
Robin is bad.
Yes,
but no, don't say Robin is bad. All of Twitter will go after you.
You know, with all three of our views.
You never know. All three of them could be Robin mains.
If you are listening to this and you are a Robin main,
Derek is a Robin main.
What?
Seems fitting.
Listen, wait. We're about to get into fights later.
In what?
Blaze Blue Cross Tag, and then also hand to hand combat, but not against Liam.
What do you mean? It's not like I do the splat or anything.
I'll play Liam in chess instead.
That's fine. I play chess as well.
Ah. I will play Liam in a very, very intense game of tic-tac-toe.
I hope you know that I'm really good at
tic-tac-toe. Yeah, no, but I go first.
That's fine. I'll make it a draw every time.
That's what you think. You think it's that easy, but it's not.
Versus me in a real man's game called Sticks.
You what, mate?
Versus me in Sticks, man.
What did you just call me?
Calls you stupid.
I see.
I'm a man of honesty. I would never lie. Wink.
Liam, a man of honesty, integrity, and Blaze Blue. but only these three things. What if they reveal a Blaze Blue character in this
final? Ragna the Blood Edge.
Yeah, they put Ragna in there.
That might actually be kind of hype.
No, people would get mad because he's a sword fighter.
And also nobody knows who he is.
And also the competitive scene on Blaze Blue's been dead for 2 years. No one really cares that much.
Pyro and Mithra got in the game.
Yeah, because they were one of them in the game partner. From the jump, and Zine, who plays different than Blaze Blue.
Because they're waifu material.
Yeah.
Yes! That is a factor here.
Yeah.
Time to start sharpening a nickel. You guys don't do that?
In the context of the story of the conversation here, Liam saying following up what he said with time to sharpen a nickel is so funny. It's going to be much more funny in post.
But no, I think that if I'm gonna be honest here, I think that one of the picks for this final DLC character is most likely Crash Bandicoot, and we've been saying this for the last three characters. But I feel
and like you've been wrong every time.
Yes, you're right. But you know, I feel like this is going to be the time where I'm not wrong.
Hey, what about Gino, though?
Yeah, Gino.
Listen, I'll admit that I was wrong on that.
Where's that McDonald's, Derek?
You'll get it when...
five people McDonald's, dude.
You'll get it when it's confirmed that we will never get more Smash Bros. DLC. Because as long as that keeps being the case, there's still a possibility, and no. I don't care.
You know, people are going to come after you now because you didn't pay back your dues.
The listeners understand what my standpoint is.
Not the listeners. Character. I'm talking about Benny and the people. You owe Holton.
Holton will murder you.
That's the real problem is you owe him stuff.
But like I said, that's the issue here. You're holding me up the same thing. We have the Italian bloodline here, which means if you owe us something, we're going to get it, and most likely it's going to be when you're in crippling debt, and you're going to get it. The thing we asked for years ago. Now, whether you like it or not, it's the mob mentality.
But does Derek remember though?
I don't owe him a dime.
But does Derek remember stuff, though? I'm
just
going to
say in Discord so we can pin it. Derek Foster will purchase a Happy Meal for Holton, Benny, Angel, and Gavin, each one of them, all with his own money.
First of all, that message isn't accurate. Smash Bros. Ultimate this message is not accurate here because Angel's still in it.
So you just owe me and Holton stuff.
Yes.
But does Derek remember things, though? Specifically about me.
Okay, where is the message here? I'm editing it so that way it's accurate.
So he doesn't remember that.
There we go. I removed Angel and Holt and put Tava and Liam.
No, I literally did not agree to this, dude. I forgot that was there.
Do I replace Holton in this?
I'm not replace Gavin, maybe.
Yeah, I did. You replaced Gavin. That's why you're there.
But remember, guys, ZSS sucks. Buffer, please.
I've she had needs just it.
A... Buff ZSS.
This is the last straw. I've had it with you.
No, she needs it.
You need help.
No, I don't. ZSS needs buffs.
I don't agree with this.
Well, you're wrong then.
No, you are wrong.
Explain to me how I am wrong.
Yes.
Benny, back me up here.
No. Don't.
Dang, no, she needs him. Come on. You guys don't understand my struggles.
No, we do. We just don't care. Listen, all right. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate is going to have two characters. And I'll keep
Only two characters in the entire
game. We're getting the gatekeeper from Fire Emblem Three Houses, and everybody's going to love it, whether they like it or not.
Now, I think I mentioned this earlier. Just like, what if one of the future premium Mii costumes is Rayman and you just lose your arms?
I don't play Rayman. What?
Have you not seen the guy without the arms?
Well, I know of Rayman. I just don't play it.
Yeah, but I'm saying that'd be that's prime premium Mii costume material.
And I still wouldn't get it.
Where you're gonna get one music track with it too, and it will be less work because then you don't have to design the entirety of the limbs for the costume. You just need to remove them.
And then back to why I think Virgil Sparta from the Devil May Cry.
Listen, I love the fact that you want the Smash Bros. Community to be angry, but they like that on a daily basis with everything that happens.
True, so, all the Pyromods.
They and also most of them need a shower. So that's,
yeah.
We're all in agreement.
There's a reason I don't go to tournaments. Because they're not open right now.
Because they're not open due to the pandemic. And also, if they do ever open back up, they need to hand out Old Spice at the door.
No, it's fine. I got allergies. I'm good.
There you go.
I'm already at a major advantage. I don't got to smell my opponent.
Disgusting. No. I feel like I'm milking more of this E3 topic that I really planned on doing here because we got onto a tangent about Smash.
He's just like a YouTuber, milking every small thing.
So, me and Benny's standpoint is that we, on top of a Smash Bros. Reveal, we're most likely going to get a highly anticipated game reveal.
Breath of the Wild 2, please.
They confirmed we're going to get an announcement regarding that game at some point this year. That's not a release date. Which is why
I've been waiting for this since the first one.
Which is why Skyward Sword HD is going to the Switch. You want to know why that's happening?
Because they're money hungry.
Because they said, we can't put out a Zelda game this year. Let's remake one.
$60 for a $12 game. And it's funny because
I watched a YouTuber go back and play the older version of Skyward Sword, and it just got freaking remade and is now going to be on the Switch soon. And just the people who were reacting to it, who knew the guy, just said, he's probably crying right now. No, he could have just waited and got a better quality version of the same game. just wait 2 months. You would have been fine. But I think that it's not going to be the Breath of the Wild reveal. I think that without it being the Haymaker game here, I think Bayonetta 3 is going to get name dropped. Because there's no reason why that game isn't out yet. There isn't.
If they name drop, it's not going to come out.
Like that's what sucks. There's not really a reason to why that game isn't out. It's just kind of like, eh.
Because of Smash 4, that's why.
But it's Bayonetta 3.
Hey, I have another question.
What's the question?
What are you guys most excited for in the next, like, Smash reveal things?
Nintendo? I don't care about Smash Bros. Anymore.
To be fair.
I'm just sad because of the matchup I have to learn.
I completely understand Benny's sentiment. The game is kind of eh. But, I mean, I hope that they put in, no matter who, what franchise the character's from, if the character has an interesting moveset and maybe some cool music tracks and possibly even a cool stage if we're lucky. I'm fine with whatever the character is if it checks the boxes.
I'm honestly done with the game.
Until the next DLC character.
I don't even really care.
Until the next DLC character comes on, they're going to play it for a total of 2 days. And you're gonna go back to whatever you were doing beforehand.
Yep, because if I wanted to play a Sora, I'll just play Kingdom Hearts.
He's got a point. He do be spitting.
Well, let's be honest, the real game we're excited about is Framemakers.
I'm gonna say that the next DLC character is gonna be someone that we expect, and then the DLC character after is gonna be someone we don't expect.
It's gonna be
take that with
Splatoon
that what you will.
3 protagonist.
It's the same as the Splatoon 2 and the Splatoon 1 protagonist.
Yes.
You're asking
a different hairstyle.
You're gonna get that.
I think for DLC, they should just remove characters at this point.
Mm-hmm.
For DLC, we're removing Olimar.
No.
Olimar's cool.
No.
Like Bayonetta and Sonic.
Yeah, don't take the freaking Olimar and punt him like a football. I do not.
Olimar is a cool character. You just don't know it yet.
I'm well aware of what the character is. He sucks.
He's actually ultra busted, but you know.
Every character is ultra busted if you use him, right?
Then why can't you win with anybody?
I'm tired of being disrespected on my own podcast.
Too bad.
And Sam's not even here.
I gotta compensate for it.
That is why we needed another person here on this episode, too, because I felt like we were going to be too nice to Derek during the episode. It wouldn't provide for as good content.
We just changed the name of the podcast.
To Bullying Derek for About
No, Cyberbullying, because we're not in person.
Until Friday.
I'm going to try. Yeah. There's a reason they couldn't make Manny's birthday party because I'll be in Florida.
Well, imagine
going to the U.S. National Human Zoo.
He's not wrong. He's spitting facts. Listen, am I right? Nintendo's going to reveal the next Mario game. Hear me
out. I would play that. I don't care what it is. I'll play it.
Nintendo reveals the next BlazBlue game.
Hear me out. That's going to get negative reception. Not because it's a bad game, but because I don't think enough people care. It's not Breath of the Wild 2. It's not going to be what people want, and I don't think people care even if they do want it. It's in that realm now. Now
they could reveal Sora and a new 3D Mario game, and I'd care more about the 3D Mario game.
Well, I feel like you just said you wouldn't care about Sora earlier, so that's not a surprise. You've restated what you said, Benny.
Yes, but I'm just saying that Smash Bros. Is a bad game.
No one has ever disagreed with this. In fact, we've agreed.
But you have to make everyone know.
Do we?
Yes.
Do we care about the people, Benny? Then why are we making sure they know?
So that they shut up.
The people aren't going to shut up even if they do know. They're stupid like that. This is not a disrespect to our listeners here. You guys have done nothing wrong.
You all know it.
If the shoe fits, wear it, but it's not directly to you guys in specific. If it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, and makes duck noises, you can take a guess what kind of animal it is and know it's not a seal.
It's a goose.
The Untitled Goose Game.
If we get Untitled Goose Game 2,
yo, that'd be hype.
And this one has two player.
No, the last one already has two players. Mm-hmm. This one will have three player.
No, it has five four players. Player.
It'll have five.
It has an eight player free for all.
What is this?
Or you can pick different gooses. You can pick different geese.
No,
just Smash Bros.
It'll be a five player. What if the goose from the Untitled Goose Game is in Smash?
It's a 100 player battle royale. You can build, fight.
That'd be one of those kids who are just like, we need to figure out how this works.
$19 Untitled Goose Game card.
Who wants it?
You'll be blocked.
You gonna get blocked. But Untitled Goose Game with Untitled Goose Game with five person multiplayer, and that will kick off the Squadcast YouTube channel gameplay a channel.
Untitled Goose Game.
Derek, every video is going to get demonetized.
Wait, what if they call it Titled Goose Game?
That would be great.
Yes, that's the best sequel name that goes here. It's like, we have a title for this Goose Game. It's Titled Goose Game. You can hear the cheering for miles. Yeah! I think that... No, but in all honesty here, Odyssey came out in like 2018? Early 2018? 2017? I think we're due for another... I think we're due for another Mario game at some point soon.
And but they give us Mario Golf running.
Mario Golf is a side sports game. We know those don't count.
What's it called?
I don't know at this point.
Super Mario Golf Strikers.
Super Golf Slugger Striker Tennis Aces.
I literally typed in Super Golf Mario and it's Super Mario Golf.
Super Mario Basketball.
It's Mario Golf Super Rush, guys.
Oh.
So be fair, my standpoint in the game is still the same. That is a game that looks really fun, but I'm not spending my own money on it. If someone else wants to spend their money on it to get me the game, that's different, and I'll be fine with it. But I'm not spending my own money to get it. Now,
most likely, if we hold him at gunpoint, it might be different. Just kidding.
He's not wrong.
But he's not right either, because he's not going to do it.
Exactly. Here's what I want them to reveal, and I'm actually going to... We're going to bookmark this part of the episode here. I'm calling it at some point, either during E3 or as during a reveal flow like direct thing this year, we're going to get a new Mario Kart game announced. There's no reason why that won't be the case. And I think that's fair. I'm not going to put a bet on this because I might Mario be in Kart debt already.
Remastered.
I said I might be in debt already, so I'm not putting another bet on it. But... I think that Mario Kart should come out this year. It's still the highest selling Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, still the highest selling game on the Switch. And I think that's ridiculous. But I also think that Nintendo, you want to be money hungry scoundrels? You want to pretend on the calculator is on your Switch to get money, huh? Huh? And make a Mario Kart game.
I have to go.
Okay. See ya.
Bye.
Now we have one less person to bully Derek on his own podcast.
Listen, it's not a gathering with this friend group. We don't bully Derek for at least 10 minutes.
Only 10? It's usually more.
But it's a minimum of 10 was my point. It is at least 10. Maximum however you guys feel. But I hope that the sidebar from our topics here, I hope that, you know, we're able to have some more get-togethers over the summer here. Because, you know, everyone in this group is cool. And we haven't had a big group hangout since my birthday. And we haven't had a small group hangout in like a couple months. Actually, no.
Epic prank? We don't do it. Just kidding.
Just kidding. I would actually like to be there. I think it would be a fun time.
That'd be very cool.
Liam takes us out of Florida.
Hmm?
Liam takes us out of Florida.
No, I'm taking Florida, you guys.
He's going to take the state and move it.
Yes, I'd be doing the whole a favor by moving Florida.
If anybody's seen the GIF I have every once in a while put in Discord of Bugs Bunny sawing Florida off the United States, that's what Liam's going to do. He's just going to glue it somewhere else.
We're moving it to Britain.
We're going to move it right next to Canada. Now, why is Canada dealing with this?
No, Canada's fine.
No, it's not. It's Canada.
What do I post about in the in the helper staff channel? Exactly. Canada. What do I? Because Canada's cool.
Listen, I want to go to Canada at some point in the future.
I am going to Canada.
Jason, unless he was never going to Florida.
No, I am. I'm just going to Canada as well, probably. Fishing trip.
Florida and then to Canada is a little interesting.
No, not immediately after. It was like a bit afterwards.
Nice. Alright, next topic.
Didn't we have topics or something?
Oh, yeah. This is a good conversation because Tava missed most of this conversation last time. Me and Benny were talking about ice cream flavors and how... And Benny's standpoint is still the fact that chocolate ice cream sucks. And my personal feeling is that it doesn't necessarily suck, but it is low tier. Liam, how do you feel about chocolate ice cream?
Kind of don't like it.
But you know what? That's a respectable opinion to have in this situation. As long as you're not defending any ice cream that is the color green that isn't mint. As in, if you're defending your freaking pistachio... And you're freaking...
What about lime?
Lime ice cream...
is refreshing.
It seems like it's refreshing.
No, it is refreshing, because I had it. It was really good.
And it would be like a sherbet.
Oh, I've had lime and lemon ice cream. They're both very refreshing.
I still think that the best ice cream flavor that exists is, in fact, mint chocolate chip.
How basic.
And I'm going to say the same thing I said in the last episode. If you are here to give me the argument of mint ice cream is bad because it tastes like toothpaste, yet I didn't know why you needed to tell me that you didn't brush your teeth. I think you don't brush your teeth because it doesn't taste like that. It really don't. That just, but that'll help you know in the future, guys. If someone says that to you, you just offer them some Listerine and then continue walking away. Or some Crest.
Get them that Colgate.
Hey, don't forget about that Colgate, though. How do you feel about Rocky Road ice cream, Liam?
I don't really have it that much. We don't know what it tastes like.
Good, good. Benny has the exact same opinion.
Same here.
I definitely remember having it, and I remember it not being an awful experience. I also haven't had it recently enough to form a proper opinion now. Vanilla ice cream is great. Strawberry ice cream is not my favorite, personally.
It's a solid choice.
I found the meat, even though I found the last time. What your ice cream flavor says about you. Vanilla. If your favorite ice cream flavor is vanilla, your favorite color is most likely beige. So, strawberry, you're pretending this is fruit. Chocolate, you know a good thing when you taste it. See, I like this guy's I've taken.
Heathenry.
French vanilla, you're fancy, but not too fancy. Oh god, chocolate fudge brownie, you have your period. Well, rainbow, if your favorite is rainbow sherbet, the cat that would be responding here with is hi grandma. Your birthday cake, you're 7. Bubblegum, you're 12. And if it's green tea, then you're missing the point of ice cream. That is, the green tea and the pistachio, you guys are missing the point. You don't get it. Ice cream is meant to be unhealthy and amazing. Here you go ruining it. It's like when the people in New York started putting broccoli on pizza.
Or when pineapple was added to pizza.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Dude, you say you're part Italian. That must be a lie if you think that tastes good.
Listen, my ancestors are looking down on me. It's disgusting. I'm going to say pineapple pizza. It's not that bad. I wouldn't go out of my way to have it, but it's not awful.
I felt like I sinned when I had it.
Hey, pineapple pizza itself is not a sin, but it does
yes,
feel
it
like
is.
You've sinned when you've had it.
No, it is a sin, and you can't tell anybody otherwise.
Yes, but in that moment, you're not sure.
No, I felt like I was sinning.
Actually, I actually was quite sure.
There's a reason I'm vehemently against it.
Cookies and cream ice cream, how we feeling?
Pretty good.
Surely I have more ice cream to name here.
Neapolitan.
Ah.
I like Neapolitan.
Yeah, it's a good flavor. Flavors, technically. Dang, we're really out of topics now, huh?
No, we're not necessarily out of topics. Derek was Googling something here.
Yo, y'all want some Pog ice cream?
No, I'm going to put this into the just check the group chat real quick. I'm going to put in the flavor in a ice cream there because he mentioned Neapolitan here, and I've had this multiple times thanks to my family here, and this is actually really good. It's triple vanilla. It's Triopolitan. Vanilla bean.
What if it's a brunch or barbecue vanilla?
Vanilla bean, brown sugar, bourbon vanilla, and homemade vanilla.
You get three different kinds of vanilla.
Yeah, but what about the barbecue sauce ice cream, though?
See, this is when I think we're going to get arrested.
What do you mean, man? Is there a problem, sir?
The police siren sounds get louder, and you hear a knock on your door in a couple seconds.
You can't stop me!
Yes, but the government can, because it all leads back to them.
They'll never take me alive, or my creation!
To the listeners here, it all leads back to the government in merch coming soon. We'll have a collection for that.
And by soon, we mean never.
And by soon, we mean once we eventually get money from this year, which won't be that long from now, okay. Because we're going to set that up in
0.015 cents. I can smell the 0.4045 cents.
Like I said, we're going to get paid 1.5 cents per review. We're rich.
Let's go. The 4.5 pennies we get.
Now the
question is, who gets the half?
Well, the thing is, if it's going by what the internet has said that it's meaning, and or by what we hoped it meant when me and Tava looked it up here, we could either be getting paid $15 each or 1.5 cents each time. And if it's $15 each, and if it's $15 each, then we're rich. Like actually. But if it's 1.5, then we're richer than we were previously. The difference between being richer and being rich. Getting 1.5 cents per time here means you're getting 1.5 cents more than you had before getting it.
If we get 1.5 cents, I'm literally going to watch our podcast.
I will literally view the podcast if we get paid for it. Just have it looping on repeat.
No, just like have different accounts with different emails.
I mean, my Spotify account is not linked to this, so. And very much if I watch this back, it is just gonna, you know.
A little something called cheating. It's perfect.
Cheating on your final?
I mean, I'm not gonna say I'm doing.
Oh wait, but Benny wasn't here to deliver his very bad take on McDonald's Sprite.
Garbage.
Liam, don't tell me that you're on this boat too.
It tastes like water with pepper in it.
Am I seriously the only one who is gonna say nice things about McDonald's Sprite?
I think the only one in the world, yes, because that is garbage.
Are you insane, ma'am?
Ma'am?
I didn't stutter.
Yes, you did.
I stuttered afterward for a different reason. But no, McDonald's Sprite is a top-tier beverage. What is wrong with you people? Now, I don't know what they added to it here. It's probably drugs, but... No, seriously, Tate. If you've had McDonald's Sprite at one point, I promise you. It has to be... It's laced with something, we promise. We don't know what yet, but... Scientists are still trying to figure that out. But, no, it's not... Just Benny said it was just carbonated water.
It is, but worse somehow.
Tava, what is your opinion on McDonald's Sprite? I need to know.
It's garbage. You can't stop anybody.
Tava, what is your opinion on McDonald's Sprite? I want to know.
I don't remember what it tastes like.
Well,
it tastes like garbage. That's what it is.
No. The next time you ever... get McDonald's. Make sure you get a Sprite.
Don't subject yourself to that poison.
Shut your mouth. I want you to give a detailed review in the Discord of the soda and a 1 to 5 star rating.
Are you allowed to go in the negative?
You're allowed to go into the negative or over 5. The one to five star rating is just to get a clue of. There's a range. However, it can. There's such thing as an outlier. See, now surely I'm going to think of another topic out of the top of my head. Anybody want to think of it? Oh, yeah. This was technically the other topic we had here. It was really fun when I surprised Tava when I got Blaze Blue out magically without telling, you know, other people in the Discord at the time. No, seriously, Tava was so bamboozled by the fact that I actually had the game. Because at this afternoon here, Benny and me have a conversation while no one else is there. And I tell him that I'm going to buy it because it was on sale for $5 and had free DLC. And he and I knew the rest of the friend group played it. So I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to actually get it.
Just wait until you play me. You're going to regret that.
And then Ada decides to also do it. And Ada's only vocalizes that he's doing it to everyone while they're there. And Tava, at some point later on, says, Derek, you should play Blaze Blue like the rest of us. I said, I already have the game downloaded. And the reaction to Tava was just, what? But I, first age is getting the game. Now you, what is going on? And then I played it, and people, and a lot of people lost that night.
Was it by you specifically or by Benny?
By Benny and then me. I got
just
like,
wait until I play, then I'll just take over the arena.
I got like 5 wins, Liam. See, it's only because I have basic fighting game knowledge that I went into this with. I was using assists the way they're supposed to be used. to help extend combos.
Which character did you play?
It was Hyde. Was it Hyde? I can pull up Blade Blue right now. I'm gonna do it.
Hyde's the kid with the red katana, dude.
Yeah. And it was Hyde and what's freaking dual wield gun chick?
Noelle.
Yeah, those were the two. Pretty solid team, if you ask me.
Just be like me and play Akatsuki.
See, the great thing about Noelle as a player is that you can just push the X button a few times and there goes a fourth of your opponent's health.
I can just play Akatsuki, do one combo, and there goes half.
And then AJ's main character that he plays at the character has that, like, with their like special attack gets like fire hands and attacks you more damage here. I think it's one of the DLCs, but
he's play Yang.
Yeah, it's Yang. That and freaking AJ's like as I've said multiple times, the problem with AJ and the character is that when he turns on the fire hands mode, you might lose.
No, you don't turn it on. She gets him being low health. Where she gets more damage and armor on her moves. And yes, Yang has armor on her moves.
Which I think is also part of the issue.
I don't think AJ actually knows which moves have armor, though, so...
I'm looking at this little clip that we had here. So, Benny and AJ were having a really close battle here. AJ's on 1 HP, and almost makes a full comeback with Yang here. Well, Benny had 2 games that are about half. And for the first time ever, we get a dual KO screen.
Ooh.
It said double down, draw, and then rebel final for the round following there. But that was just it was a crazy moment because no one had experienced that.
Ooh.
Benny hadn't even seen that. It was like...
Yeah, I don't see that because my opponent's usually dead. Hee hee.
I disconnected for half a second, but I can look that I'm still here. But no, that was probably like that's the biggest highlight we've had since like the remain ending people in the group have gotten the game. Because that was just it was a moment of wait a minute, that's a thing that can happen. And then no, AJ did lose right after, but
as would be expected.
It shows that, you know, this game, as much as it's a fighting game, it's a little bit more casual and fun to play.
And then I'm going to join in one day, like, oh, there goes the fun.
I don't go into that game with as much competitiveness as I would other fighting games like Dragon Ball FighterZ or maybe even Tekken, but like
Super Smash Brothers.
They're definitely not Smash, but I'd say that, you know, like here's a little like I announce it as I'm doing it, and I say and I start the round with a DP every time.
Just wake up DP. Just do DP out of the corner. DP an advantage. Disadvantage. It's the best option.
I'll just say it to me, and it's like, all right, round start DP. Here we go.
And then what does that counter? With blocking low.
No. Everyone then blocks there, and it's fine. But it's like, that's how carefree I am there, where I'm literally saying my moves.
And Frank, they push block guard cancel, and then you get punished for it.
That's happened in a couple rounds against Benny.
What, getting punished or getting push blocked and guard canceled?
Yes.
Do you even know what push block guard canceling is?
And I do now.
All right, explain to me what it is then.
Thank you, everyone, for coming to the podcast.
And there we go.
You know, I'm so happy, you know, with this podcast here, despite us having, you know, issues trying to get episodes going. I think that this podcast has a genuine, like, potential to, like be something still. We're going to start doing ad reads soon, like, within the next two episodes, like, soon, most likely. Because, granted, and I'm not even sure if this is like a thing you say on an episode here. You know, with the information that we were given, we don't even have like a proper like script we need to read. We kind of just need to wing it for most of it and just have a general.
Everybody loves improv.
Yes, like Anchor is a great podcast app. We use it all the time. You should use it as well.
Not sponsored yet, though.
I mean, maybe they'll pay us more than $15.
Who knows?
And I will most likely contact someone here who's going to deliver the words with the amount of energy they deserve. Because I'm going to sound a little bit bored or most likely stutter through most of it. So I'm going to try and see if I can get at you, Liam, Benny, or maybe even Sam or Tava.
Basically, you don't want to do it.
I'm saying that I don't want to do it because I don't think it's going to be nearly as good quality as if anyone else does it. You will deliver you will deliver the lines with enough energy and charisma to the point where someone listening will be like, ooh.
It's all I have, man. All I have is my charisma.
See, that's the great thing about you, Uli. You're very fun, charismatic.
My D&D stats are screwed. I don't have any offensive stats. It's just charisma.
D&D.
Charisma is the best stat.
A game that Derek is going to learn how to actually play over the summer. Shout out to my friends at Elite the West. I'm getting teached on how D&D works.
Teach?
It's definitely being taught.
No, you said teached.
What? I really need to end this episode before I make a lot of myself. No, we're gonna.
Okay, it's your do you?
We thank you guys for coming here. I'm gonna finish.
No, explain.
No.
We're going to correct every grammatical error you make.
The grammar police are coming.
Exactly.
They're
already at your doorstep.
No, but seriously. Whoops. Before this week, the only things I truly knew about D&D was that it was a game that existed and there was such a thing as a D20 that is used with it.
There's also a D7, not a D, there's a D8, a D6, a D4, a D12, a D10.
No, trust me, I didn't know a D8 existed. I promise you, I knew the most basic of basic. And then shout out to, I'm surely allowed to do a little bit of name dropping here.
But no, you're not.
You know what? You got a point here. Shout out to Edit Point for
Shout out to Censored.
Shout out to Name Redacted for very much teaching me a lot of information about DSC that I did not know beforehand. And I'm going to be playing D&D over the summer with said person and a couple groups of people. So I have that to look forward to.
AKA the people in this podcast.
AKA a Name Redacted and Name Redacted and Tava and Name Redacts.
Why is my name redacted, huh?
I didn't say your name was redacted.
You didn't even say my name.
Exactly.
Dang, bro, just because I'm not in the Discord server anymore.
I'm joking. Your name is most likely going to be said right after. Most likely.
You know what? I don't even want to be said anymore.
No, Liam, you forget. I'm built stupid. I don't know how to properly function.
Hey, man, don't take my shtick.
Who said it was your shtick?
Right.
It was never your shtick. It was my shtick. You stole it from me.
No, I'm just some guy on crack, apparently.
That's why our Discord is called the Mickey Mouse Crack House, Liam. And it's why the name of our group chat is the Five Crackheads.
Derek's shtick is having a stick shoved up his...
Zava! You're scaring away the ads.
What ads?
He's got a point, but...
We've made worse jokes already.
Scaring away the viewers of Derek, me, and maybe a bot.
Maybe a bot, and also Names Redacted. That's all in that title for this episode here. The title of the episode is Happy Belated Birthday Benny / Name Redacted.
Featuring guest stars of Name Redacted.
And we speak of topics about topics redacted.
About classified.
About classified information that cannot be spoken of just yet.
This is a long outro, you know?
It just turned into an outro. And it wasn't meant to be. But, yeah, we've been out of topics for 20 minutes.
I think we've been out of them for more than that.
We were out of topics the moment Benny left.
Yeah.
Benny left and he took the topics with him.
Exactly. What even were the topics for this episode?
The topics from the previous episode.
Well, I wasn't there for that one.
Okay. The Nintendo E3 stuff, the ice cream flavors. Benny mentioned McDonald's for about 2 minutes, and we decided to postpone a better discussion than that until next episode. And mostly it was just trying to get you and Sam's opinions on the previous topics, because a lot of it was, let's create dialogue and discussion about these things. So, but because it was only you, that technically means, okay, the next episode Sam's on, we're going to do a quick run through of those old topics here. We're not going to spend nearly as much time. It's going to be the lightning round of questions there. Just McDonald's Sprite, yes or no? All right, next. We're not spending more than 2 minutes on anything. But next episode, most likely going to be when we try and do a live and in-person one here, if we can at one point get a hold of Sam's phone. Jesus Christ. Technical difficulties, a thing that plagues these recordings. Also, Derek not being able to do a proper outro is the thing that's plaguing this current recording here. So I'm going to say goodbye.
I've been able to be fair, but kind of ruin it every time.
Maybe I'm trying to hold this out so that way it gets to the hour mark. I don't know about you, but...
Dang, man, you're being money hungry.
Now it's a problem when I'm money hungry here. We've been trying to do a podcast for 3 years and we ain't made a dime yet. So I'm
and now you're so close you can taste it. You want it early.
I would like my dime now, please. Literally, I'm going to get an envelope from the Spotify executives and it's just going to be one dime. You've been paid.
Oh, I got a really good topic for next time. What's the best flavor of Play-Doh?
You know, we might keep that. That's definitely getting kept in the episode, but I'm saying that we might keep that topic. Now, one thing needed to be edited out of this episode, so because I didn't say anything I wasn't supposed to, no one interrupted, and make an offensive joke. Oh my god!
You gotta cut it off. You gotta cut it right as that comes out.
No, I'm gonna make it much more controversial and put a bleep sound effect right after that.
Just beep. You gotta cut this part out though.
For the record, he did not actually say it. If I do end up going through with that joke, he never actually said it.
I don't want to get canceled on the Twitter account I don't have.
I swear on so many things that I own in this house that I'm living in right now. But he never actually said it.
He said, what, Derek?
Exactly. All right, we finally reached over the hour mark here. We thank all of you guys who listened to this far. It was kind of a stretch to even get here. But, you know... An episode's an episode. We're getting more of these done as it goes on. We're going to try to do one this upcoming Friday on the day of this recording, which is Sunday, May 16th. And, you know, that one will have a little bit better mic quality if we go through with it. So, yeah.
It won't be having me, though.
Unfortunately, it will not be having Liam, for he will be in the National Zoo.
The U.S. National Human Zoo.
We hope we can get you know Sam there to make her grand return to the podcast since episode 2.
We got to hear Sam's opinion on McDonald's Sprite.
Because guess what, if she does not agree with me, then we get at least 10 more minutes of dialogue from it here, because we've been missing the factor of what happened to you, Tava?
I'm playing Kirby Superstar Ultra, great thing.
You should, if you have not played that game, I would suggest playing that game. That is our game suggestion of the day. We're going to make that a reoccurring topic.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are. That happened with Blaze Blue on episode 2, and then I bought it.
Well, that's because that's a good game. I don't know about Kirby.
Yeah, I've played it. It's pretty good. But yeah, everyone say bye.
No.
Bye.
Liam, say bye to the viewers.
I'm not going to say bye.
All right. There you go.